This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A once vocal supporter of Mayor Adams has jumped ship. Assemblywoman and Brooklyn Democratic Party Chair Rodnice Bishot Hermelin endorsed Andrew Cuomo today and will also serve as the former governor's senior political advisor. Cuomo made a campaign appearance with Bishot Hermelin at Brooklyn's famous Junior's restaurant this morning.
Brooklyn is the largest Democratic borough of the city, but it's also the largest in the United States of America, concentration of Democrats. So it's only fitting that Brooklyn is going to take the lead here.
Mayor Adams insisting he is still running for re-election, but his corruption indictment has made it a rough go, along with subsequent allegations of a quid pro quo with the Trump administration to get it dropped. The mayor has held no campaign events yet this year, and his fundraising has dropped off dramatically as well. Well, police are now looking for a man who set another man on fire. Happened this morning in Times Square.
The 45-year-old man was set on fire in front of Angelina, a coffee shop on 41st Street and Broadway. The victim told the police someone threw a liquid on him and then set it ablaze. This was at 4 o'clock in the morning. Rich works in the office above the store, and he said things have to change.
So what do I think? I think we need a new mayor.
So is it just a question of putting more cops on the street?
That would help. Cuomo wants to do that.
The victim was taken to the Cornell Burn Unit. He has burns on his face and hands. The suspect ran away. The police have video surveillance footage to look at. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Times Square.
And they are telling us the victim is expected to survive. Secretary of State Marco Rubio now defending the decision by the Trump administration to arrest and deport the Columbia University grad who led the pro-Palestinian protests on campus last year.
We don't need these people in our country. We never should have allowed them in the first place. If he had told us, I'm going over there and I'm going over there to become the spokesperson and one of the leaders of a movement that's going to turn one of your allegedly elite colleges upside down, people can't even go to school, library buildings being vandalized, we never would have let him in. We never would have let him in to begin with.
Mahmoud Khalid has had a student visa and was a green card holder as well. He's currently in ICE detention in Louisiana. That monster storm that crossed a lot of the nation this weekend is now headed this way following our damp gray weekend. AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz has more on what we're in for with this rough storm system tonight.
Heavy rain will be our primary concern as we head into this evening and tonight. And that rain can come down hard enough at times, possibly leading to areas of flash flooding here across the tri-state. And while rain will be our primary concern, there could be a gusty thunderstorm as well. Most of this activity will wrap up first thing tomorrow morning as our storm shifts east with drier conditions by the afternoon. Again, steadier, heavier rain expected to arrive here for this evening, continue at times into tonight. Donna, back to you.
Now, AccuWeather will continue to keep an eye on that storm system and on parade conditions for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. So stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for updates. Now, if you're headed out tonight, the city's Emergency Management Commissioner, Zach Iskall, says you may want to rethink your travel plans. He spoke with 1010 Winds about it.
If you are traveling, you know, towards the end of the weekend, adjust your travel plans accordingly based on how the forecast adjusts. But right now, it looks like the worst of it will be between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. But again, that can change.
Now, before the heavy rain and winds get here, he suggests property owners take down or take in any loose items on their property and clear gutters and drains as well. And keep in mind, the rough conditions could last long enough to impact the commute to work, especially if there's any flooding. So plan accordingly. The race for mayor is heating up, with Mayor Adams losing a key supporter to his primary rival, Andrew Cuomo. He was in Brooklyn this morning.
Assemblymember Rodney's Bichat Hermelin not only endorsed Andrew Cuomo for mayor, she's joining his campaign as the political senior advisor. She has considerable influence as the chair of the Brooklyn Democratic Party. At a campaign stop with the assemblymember, Cuomo said, "We can't have a repeat of the last election.
We're going to start the rebirth of the Democratic Party and the resurgence of the Democrats right here in Brooklyn."
Right.
Thank you.
At a flag-raising event in Bowling Green, Mayor Adams indicated he's not worried about her endorsement.
All of these things that seems to be uncertain, it will all work itself out, and I'm looking forward to it.
In the past, Brooklyn was Adams' stronghold. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Winds News Time 324. Irish step dancers out and about in Park Slope this afternoon. The 50th annual Brooklyn St. Patrick's Day Parade is now underway, with marchers moving down Prospect Park West and 15th Street. That's ahead of the city's big event tomorrow, the annual celebration on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. About 2 million spectators expected to line the parade route between 44th and 79th Streets. And that includes 1010 Winds. Keep it locked here at 92.3 FM for our live parade coverage tomorrow. The event dates back to 1762, making it the oldest and largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.